Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer Kol Hayotze Min Ha'Eitz Ein Bo Mishum Shalosh Hashalosh U'Mesachim Bo Chutz Mipishta. Rabbi Shimon Elazar said that anything that is a product of something that grows from the ground doesn't have the din of Shalosh Hashalosh, which we'll explain in a second, and you can use it for Schach except for Pishta. Okay, that's the din of Shalosh Hashalosh. Garments have two shiurim, legabi being the kabel tumah. One is three etzbos. Sholosh al sholosh is three etzbos by three etzbos. An etzba is somewhere between 3/4 of an inch and an inch. That's an etzba. So this would be, what's it called, 3 inches square, 9 square inches. It's a small patch. That's fit only for poor people. As a poor person would save a piece of garment like that to use as a patch on something else. Rich people don't patch their clothing, they buy new ones. So that's the midah of shalosh hashalosh. So anything that comes from things that grow from the ground, right, and you make a beged out of it, so the halach of shalosh hashalosh doesn't apply to it, except for pishtan. And also because it's not, therefore it's not makabel tumah. It's not makabel tumah, then you can use it for schach if it's in its original state. If you already made a beged out of it, you can't use it because it's changed from its original state. But if it's not changed from its original state, Rashi says, if you have pieces of flax, what's it called? They're makabel tumah. They have that shear, and therefore you can't, what's it called, use them for schach. Anything else that grows out of the ground, right, it's not makabel tumah, you can use that for what's it called, for schach. See Rashi. Ein bo mishum shalosh hashalosh, the kabel tumah begimel etzbos. It's not makabel tumah if it's only 3 etzbos square. It's not more than that. Yotze min ha'etz, kamo canvas, etzemer gethin, anything that comes from the ground, right, like canvas or cotton that grow from the ground, if you make a beged out of that, and it's only 3 by 3 etzbos, it's not makabel tumah. U'mesachin bo, sukkah, hova ina makabel tumah. You can't use something that's makabel tumah as schach, since these things are not makabel tumah. Therefore, what's it called? You can use them as schach. Right? Later on, we learn that pishton is called eitz. Makabel tumas megoyim. Afilu onim shabo. Kidlekamon. Hilkachem misachin baonim. And therefore, even plain shoots of pishton, the flax, are makabel tumah, and therefore you can't use it as schach. Not only shalosh hashalosh is makabel tumah, even the shoots of pishton are makabel tumah, they have a din of eitz. Okay. So that's what Reb Shimon Elazar said. Reb Shimon Elazar, Vitana Dver... Omer Abai. Reb Shimon Elazar v'Tana d'Rebbe Bishmuel Amru Dover Echad. So Abaye said, Reb Shimon Elazar and Tana d'Rebbe Bishmuel said the same thing. They both said the same halacha. Reb Shimon Elazar hadamar. Reb Shimon Elazar said that anything except for pishtan that grows from the ground that you made a beged out of is not makabel tumah b'sholosh al sholosh. That's what Reb Shimon Elazar said. Okay. Now we'll see what Tana d'Rebbe Rabbi Shmuel says. Tana Rabbi Shimon Elazar hadamar. Tana de Rebbe Shmuel Maihi, what is the, and what's it called, two things that that Rebbe Shimon Elazar said. One is that anything but Pishton is not Mekabel Tumah B'Sholosh HaSholosh. But Pishton is Mekabel Tumah B'Sholosh HaSholosh. Okay, those are the two things that basically come out of what Rebbe Shimon Elazar said. What does Tana de Rebbe Shmuel say? Tana de Rebbe Shmuel Maihi, the Tani de Rebbe Shmuel, hold the Nemru Begodim B'Torah Stam. Since the Torah said begodim, stam, and then the Torah said specifically what kind of begodim, tzemeru pishtim, and it's talking over here by negoyim, by tzoras, the Torah said stam beged, and by other things also the Torah said stam beged, right, didn't say what kind of beged, by tzitzis, by negoyim, by sheretz, right, things of a kabbaltuma, habeged. And it doesn't say what kind of beged. But by Negoyim, it says specifically, beged ha-tzemer o ha-pishtim. Right? There it mentions specifically the material the beggar's made from. Right? Semru Pishtim, Malahal and Semru Pishtim, I've called Semru Pishtim. So we have a klal that Binyan Av, that if the Torah is not specific in one place, but another place it is specific, then that, unless you have reason to make exceptions, right, that's a Binyan Av for all the places that, just like over here, Beged means Semru Pishtim, all over Beged means Semru Pishtim. Rashi. Shimon Elazar returns to Rabbi Shmuel, Amru Dover Echad. The Mehechi Tesi, Rabbi Shimon, Lema'ute Shar Begad, Mituma, Ilav De Islay, Hanu Tani, Rabbi Shmuel. Right? The Gemara now, the Rashi is explaining, why did Abaya have to say that Rabbi Shimon Elazar and Tani, Rabbi Shmuel said one thing? Because if Rabbi Shimon Elazar doesn't hold like Tani, Rabbi Shmuel, how does he know to exclude the other Begadim from the din of Shalosh HaShalosh and only to include Pishta? Ilav de Islay had the Tanur Shmuel, unless he holds it from Tanur Shmuel. The Hilchah Yotzim in Ha'Eitz Lav Dafka Nokat Du Adin LaNotza Shel Izin V'Chol Midei Delav Semru Pishtimu. Then it's not only this cloud doesn't only apply to things that come from things that grow from the ground, because any beged is excluded from here. With the only kind of begadim that what's it called that. Are what the Torah refers to as a beged is semer and pishtim. Anything else is not a Torah beged. And therefore, anything else means anything that doesn't grow from the ground too. Right? What's it called? Things that grow on animals, like the hair of, what's it called, of izin, or of camels, or whatever, camel hair, all that, those things are also not considered a beged from the Torah. The Aydin Nokat Yotzim in Ha'etz, in Sukkah Nokat Lanomi Linyan Tumah. So why did it say Dafke Yotzim in Ha'etz? Things that are Yotzim in Ha'etz, right, are not Makabal Tumah Visholosh HaSholosh. Anything is not Makabal Tumah Visholosh except Semru Pishtim. But since it had to also mention Sukkah, and Sukkah can only be things that grow from the ground, so it mentioned Yotzim in Ha'etz. But in Ha'chanami, the Godim can be things that don't grow from the ground, and they also are excluded. Hoel V'nemru Begodim B'Torastam, Kigom B'Tumah Shrotzim. The Tumas Mace, by Torah mentioned that a person has to wash his begadim, and his beged becomes Tameh, by Tumas Shrotzim, or Tumas Mace. Tetsiba Tumas Shrotzim, O beged, O or. Uva Mace, the whole beged, the whole kli or. The chen b'shichva zera, the whole beged, the whole or, ashiyel of shichva zera. Uva tzitzis, al kante bigdehim. Wherever the Torah mentioned beged, either by sheretz, mace, and shichva zera, where the Torah mentions specifically that a person's matameh his begadim, right, they become tamei, and it mentions beged, or by tzitzis, the Torah said you have to put it al kanfei vigdehem, so the Torah didn't specify what the beged is made out of, what material it's made out of. Uparet lecha akosu be'echad mehem, however, in one place the Torah did specify what is a beged, the tumas negoyim, by tzaras, the Torah said, right, kol al tchila, right, first the Torah said beged, when tzaras will be in a beged, the acharchat porat v'ha beged ki yebo nega, tzaras, klal, the beged shemer prat af kol begodim hastumim yalfin b'mamatzinu dehu binyan av de'enu elat shemer upishtim. So by negoyim the Torah said a klalu prat, and the rule of a klalu prat is ein bechlal elamashu befrat. So it's only shemer upishtim. Right? The Torah first said a beged, any beged. Then the Torah said only shemer upishtim. So we learn from there that the beged is limited to begodim that are from linen or wool. And so too, from a binyan av, a mamatzino, just like by negoyim, the Torah limited begadim to tzemer and pishtim, so too everywhere else, by tumas meis and tumas shrotzim and tzitzis, it has to be a beged of tzemer and pishtim in order to be a Torah beged. For the halachas that are mentioned in each of these parashios to apply, it has to be dafka tzemer and pishtim. Okay. Malahal and tzemer, I've called tzemer and pishtim. Okay, so that's what Abaye says. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar also learned that the halacha of a beged is only by pishtim, or tzemer, right? And the only one that's yotzi min ha'etz, though, is pishtim, because tzemer is not yotzi min ha'etz. And therefore, it's not mekabel tuma b'sholosh ha'sholosh. And therefore, what's it called? It's what's it called, tahar, and you can use it for schach. So Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar and Tanur Rabbi Shmuel basically say the same thing, and that's where Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar used the same limud as Tanur Rabbi Shmuel to tell me that Pishtun is Mekabel Tumah, but other begadim are not Mekabel Tumah. Okay. And it's not Mekabel Tumah at all. Not just Sholosh HaSholosh. The Sholosh HaSholosh was to tell me that Pishtun is yes Mekabel Tumah of the Sholosh HaSholosh. The other ones are not Mekabel Tumah, even a full beggar is not Mekabel Tumah. No. Rava Omar, Rava says no, that there's a difference between Tana Devei Rishmuel and Rav Shimon Elazar. Rava Omar Shlosha al Shlosha Bishar Begodim, he could be Nayu. There's a machlokus between Rav Tana Devei Rishmuel and Rav Shimon Elazar by Shlosha al Shlosha. Shlosha is Tfachim. Okay? Shlosha Tfachim. Tefach is, what's it called? An Ezba is one quarter of a Tefach. There are four Etzbos in a Tefach. These four fingers make up a Tefach without the thumb. So there are four Etzbos in a Tefach. So if a Etzba is somewhere between three quarters of an inch and an inch, so a Tefach is somewhere between 3 and 4 inches. Okay, that's the two different shiurim of a Tefach, somewhere between 3 and 4 inches. And therefore, a Shlosha Shlosha would be either 16 square inches or 9 square inches. Shlosha, right, Shlosha, 9 to 16, somewhere between 9 and 16 to 16 square inches. It's much bigger than what's it called, the little patch of the Shlosha Shlosha. Right, it's four times the size. Okay. The Reb Shimon ben Elazar Islay, right, Reb Shimon ben Elazar holds that if you have other begadim that are three tvachim by three tvachim, right, then they are Mekabel Tumah. He doesn't learn like Tana Devei Rishmuel that they're excluded from Tumah completely, no matter what, even if they're a full beggar. But only Shalosh HaSholosh is excluded. But Shlosh HaSholosha is included. And Tana Devei Rishmuel says that the godim that are Mekabel Tumah are only Tzemru Pishtim, and everything else not Mekabel Tumah Bechlal. Right? Even if it's a mile big. But Tana Devei Rishmuel, Leslie. Okay, Rashi. Shlosha Tfachim. Reb Shimon Islay, the Behedya Tana, Ein Bo Mishum Shalosh Al Shalosh. Ava Shlosh Al Shlosha, right, so he's Medayik from Reb Shimon Elazar, that it's only Shalosh Al Shalosh that's not Metame Bishar Begodim. Mashma, that's something bigger than Shalosh Al Shalosh, which is the next possible gradation, is Shlosh Al Shlosha, the Chazi Aflashiri Metame. Right, because Shlosh Al Shlosha is fit even for rich people. That's already considered a beged, right? Beged doesn't mean it has to be something you can wear. It means something that is material that that's chashuv enough to be considered fit for some kind of beged, right? It's fit for making begadim out of. Lokain lekaman yolat minale behu tumba klav, right? Lemaisa, where do we know if he doesn't hold like Tanur Rabbi Shmuel that excludes all other begadim, all other materials, aside from Semru Pishtim, so why does he make such a distinction? Why is Pishtim have one halacha, Shalosh HaSholosh, and other begadim obviously are, yes, Mekabel Tumah, but Shalosh HaSholosh is not enough, you need Dafke Shlosh HaSholosha. Where does he learn that from? Right? Either, like Tanur Rabbi Shmuel, you exclude other begadim completely, or you include them completely. Where is there a difference to include them partially? That the Gemara will learn later on. Lakam and Yolif Minale Bahutuma Klau. Hol Minagoyim Yolif, the Elo Yolif Minagoyim Echitese Le Lechalik Ben Pishtim Lasharminim. If he already learns from the Goyim that there's a difference between Semer and Pishtim and other materials, right, then what's it called? How does he make that distinction that other the Godim, which are not called Beged in the Torah, are yet in the Kabbal Tumah, Bishlosh HaSholosh, according to Rava? Okay, now the Gemara says like this. The Kulei Alma Mihas, Sholosh Al Sholosh B'Tzemru Pishtim, Mitami B'Negoy. Okay, so now we're going to tear this apart piece by piece. First thing is, everybody agrees, both Reb Shimon ben Elazar and Tana Devei Rishmuel, that Sholosh Al Sholosh B'Tzemru Pishtim is Mitami B'Negoy. Okay, that's clear. That three etzbos, by three etzbos, at least by Tzemru Pishtim, is Mitami B'Negoy. That everybody holds. Minola, how do you know that? How do you know that even Shalosh HaSholosh of Tzemer and Pishtim is Metane by Negoy? Titania, maybe you only need a full beged. Maybe you need something more than three by three. How do you know that three etzbos by three etzbos is the minimum amount, right, that's already Mekabel Tumah by Negoy? Titania, beged. Ain't li eli beged, right? I might think that you need a full beged. And full beged over here, Tosus learns, means at least shlosha shlosha. That's called a full beged. Right? There's no difference between, once it's three tvachim by three tvachim, right, which is a significant part of material that could be made into a beged, right? A beged that's 5 miles long is no different than three tvachim by three tvachim. Okay? So, ein li ela beged. I might think you need a beged. Shalosh al shalosh menayin. How do you know that it includes not only shlosh al shlosha, but even shalosh al shalosh? Talmud lomar viha beged. Okay? There has to be, what's it called? The Torah learns a ribui viha beged. Not only, what's it called, a beged that is a full beged, right? Which again, Tosa says is even shlosha shlosha, but even shalosh shalosh. Okay. So now the Gemara says, ve'ema l'rabba shlosha shlosha. Maybe not. Maybe beged means a full beged, right? And shlosha shlosha, I have to come to tell me that even a piece of a beged, which is three tzvachim by three tzvachim, is also mekabel tumah, but shalosh shalosh not. So Mar says, lav kal v'chomer hu? It's a kal v'chomer. Hash to shiva oreg metame, the Torah says specifically by Negoyim, that even any amount of shiva oreg, you have, what's it called, cross threads, woof and warp threads, right, the horizontal and vertical threads, is mekabel tumah. So shlosha shlosha, me boy. If shi and orev is mekabel tumah, surely shlosha shlosha. And like I said, Rabbeinu Poras Tosfos says it's not a real kal v'chomer, because I don't really need a kal v'chomer to tell me that shlosha shlosha is a beged, right? That by svara is a beged. That's enough material to be called a beged. I don't really need this kal v'chomer. It's just the Rav Chaim Milson. Okay, that beged means shlosha shlosha. Wherever it says beged, right, and shlosh ha-shlosh is not material to consider a beged from svar. Okay, but we have an extra added kal v'chomer. If any amount of horizontal and vertical threads, right, a swatch of horizontal and vertical threads is already mekabel tumah, then shlosh ha-shlosha surely is mekabel tumah. Right, and shiva oreid has a mila, though, that you can continue it and make more of a beged. Right, it's you can then, what's it called, add more threads and more threads and more threads until they have a full beged. Mar says, "Ihachi shalosh al shalosh nami leisa v'kal v'chomer." If that's the case, let's learn shalosh shalosh also v'kal v'chomer. If shiva arev is chayev, it's not even 3 by 3 etzbos. Surely 3 by 3 etzbos is a beged, right? Let's learn that with a kal v'chomer. Ela shloshal shlosha dechazi bein lashirim bein laniim osi b'kal v'chomer. Shloshal shlosha, 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim, which is fit for even rich people. Right? That's already a choshuva amount of material that even rich people would consider important. So that we learn the kal v'chomer from shiva arev. Right? Not only shiva arev, but even choshuva, what's it called, a choshuva finished piece of material is also considered a beged. Okay? But, shalosh al shalosh, but 3 etzbos by 3 etzbos, la niyim hu dechazin. Only aniyim are machsh of a piece of material like that. Ashirim throw it away. Aniyim save it because they want to use it as a patch. Dechazin lashir, hu dechazin, lashirim lo chazin. But 3 by 3 etzbos, which is fit for poor people, but not for rich people, lo asi b'kal v'chomer. That we don't learn out of a kal v'chomer. So, basically, how does, what's it called, Tana Dvar Bishmuel and Rav Shimon ben Elazar know that shalosh ha-shalosh, the tzemru pishtim, is mekabel tumah? Basically, learn it from a kal v'chomer, from, what's it called, from Siva Arev by Negoi. If shiva arev is mekabel tumah, surely shalosh al shalosh, which is more than that, is also mekabel tumah. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Beged ainli kolomar if havik shiv benegoyim beged ainli demetam benegoyim ela beged shalim. Rashi learns that if it would say beged, I would think it's only a full beged. Right? And Tosfos says, no, if we say beged, right? The Gemara basically holds that shlosha shlosha is a beged according to everybody. That's enough material to be considered a beged. La'ashirim lochazya, ein makpidim lahatsnia, ubetulei mevakli lehu, lo asim mekavachomer. Right? But shalosh al-shalosh, which only what's it called to poor people is important. They put it away for patches. But rich people throw it away. So that, what's it called, without the Kal V'chomer, we wouldn't, that we wouldn't learn from a Kal V'chomer. Okay, now, so that's why Kal V'chomer wouldn't be good. So we learn it basically from the ribui of V'habeged. Right? V'habeged comes to include Sholosh HaSholosh. So let's backtrack. Right? The Gemara says like this. If we would just say Shiva Aref, so from a Kal V'chomer, I would learn Shlosh HaSholosh from that, but not Sholosh HaSholosh. So therefore, I need a ribui for Sholosh HaSholosh. V'habeged comes to include Sholosh HaSholosh etzvos. Because if it wouldn't be Sholosh HaSholosh, it would be Shlosh HaSholosh, I wouldn't need the ribui of V'habeged. I could learn it from a Kal V'chomer. Okay, so that's basically how the Gemara learns out Shalosh HaSholosh by Tzemer Pishtim from the Ribui of V'habeged. And you can't say that it's coming to tell me Shlosh HaSholosh, because that I don't need a Ribui, a Kal V'chomer would be enough. Okay. Gemara says, Taima de Kaste Kro, Halo Kaste Kro, Halo Gamrinon, the Kal V'chomer. Right? If that's why we need the V'habeged to tell me Shalosh HaSholosh, because if it wouldn't be for an extra pasuk, I wouldn't learn it from the Kal V'chomer. But I would learn from the Kal V'chomer Shlosh HaSholosh. So the pasuk can't be coming to tell me Shlosh HaSholosh, it must be coming to tell me Shalosh HaSholosh. So that answers the Gemara's first Shela. How do we know, according to Rabbi Shimon Elazar and Tanit Rabbi Shmuel, that Shalosh HaSholosh is metame by Tzemer Pishtim? We learn it from the Goyim, from an extra ribui V'habeged, right? And it can't be coming to include Shlosh HaSholosh, because that you could learn from a Kal V'chomer. Okay. Gemara says, V'eim al rabo Shlosh HaSholosh b'shar b'godim, right? No, maybe you need that, what's it called, V'habeged, not to tell me Shlosh HaSholosh by Tzemer Pishtim. Ein hachanami. Shlosh HaSholosh by Tzemer Pishtim, you learn from a Kal V'chomer. If Si and Arev is, what's it called, is Metame, surely what's it called, Shlosh HaSholosh is Metame, by Tzemer Pishtim. Right? So that you don't need the Pasuk. So now you have an extra Pasuk. So maybe it's not coming to tell me Shlosh HaSholosh by Tzemer Pishtim is Mekabel Tumba. Maybe it's coming to tell me that, by Shar Degodim, V'habeged, not only Tzemeru Pishtim is Mekabel Tuma, but even, what's it called, other begodim Mekabel Tuma, if the Shlosh HaSholosh. By Tzemeru Pishtim, we learn from the Kal V'chomer that Shlosh HaSholosh is Metame. And now, with the extra ribui, V'habeged, we learn that even by other materials, Shlosh HaSholosh is Metame. Maybe that's what the Pasuk's telling me. And I still won't know that Shlosh HaSholosh by Tzemeru Pishtim is Mekabel Tuma. Amar Kro, Beged Tzemeru Pishtim. Beget Semer Upishtim in Midiach Rinilo. No, the Torah says specifically a miut, second miut, Beget Semer Upishtim, Dafka Semer Upishtim, and nothing else. So it excludes other begodim completely. Right? Even from Shlosh HaSholosh. Okay. Where it says, the Ema ki imut Misholosh HaSholosh, Avo Shlosh HaSholosh Matami. No, maybe the miut is coming to tell me that other begodim aren't Matame Bisholosh HaSholosh. But they are Matame Bisholosh HaSholosh. Okay. Where it says tre miutik siva, it's two miutim. Beged semer, over beged pishtim. It's another pasuk that says the same thing. One pasuk says beged semer, over beged pishtim. Another one says beged semer, over beged pishtim. Chad lemeute mishalosh al shalosh, the chad lemeute mishlosh al shlosha. One comes to exclude other materials from shalosh al shalosh, and even shlosh al shlosha. So you have two miyutim, the other begodim aren't metame at all. Not mishalosh hasholosh, not mishlosha hasholosha. Okay, so therefore, you can't learn that the pasuk v'habeged, the ribui, is going on shar begodim. So it must be talking about tzemer upishtim. You don't need it to tell me shlosh hasholosha, so it must be coming to tell me shalosh hasholosh is also metame. Okay, let's see Rashi. Time of the Kastikra, Maskana de Perusha de Milsahi. This is the final statement that the Gemara is making of how do we know that Shalosh HaSholosh by Tzemeru Pishtim is Mekabel Tumah. Uvenichusa. This is not a question. This is a statement. Kolomar Hilkach, time of the Kosov Krov, the Habeged Lirubuyinu. Therefore, the Habeged tells me Shalosh HaSholosh by Tzemeru Pishtim. Because it can't be coming to tell me Shalosh HaSholosh because I don't need a pasuk for that. That I know from Mekabel Chomer. Hilkach mitamu, halo ravinu lo mitamu. Therefore, it's metame only because of a ribui. Without the ribui, it wouldn't be metame because I wouldn't learn that from a kal v'chomer. I only learned shlosha shlosha from a kal v'chomer. Mar says, ve'im al rabo shlosha shlosha b'shar v'godim. V'sholosha shlosh b'tzemru pishtim mitamu mikal v'chomer. And sholosha shlosh and tzemru pishtim is metame mikal v'chomer. Right? And we'll learn that other begodim are metame b'shlosha shlosha. Right? Maybe not. Maybe we can learn that by Tzemerum Pishtim, even Shalosh HaSholosh is Matame, not like you said, from a Pasuk, but from a Kal V'chomer. And we won't use that upslug of the Kal V'chomer that it's only fit for Aniyim, and therefore you can't learn a Kal V'chomer. No, we'll learn a Kal V'chomer for everything. Okay, that's how Rashi learns. Tosus learns differently here, but in any case, that's how Rashi learns, and that's what we're learning here is Rashi. So, Omar Krav, the Beget Semer, Prat Acher Klau, Lenemer, Dafilu Godel, the Shar Minim Lo Mitamim, Midagoyim. Torah said, Betherish a Miut, Dafka Beget Semer Upishtim. Only that's Mekabel Tumah at all. And the other ones aren't Mekabel Tumah at all. The Torah says, The Ema Ki Imut Shar Begodim Mishalosh HaSholosh. Maybe when the Torah excluded other Begodim, it only excluded them from the din of Sholosh HaSholosh. Because what's it called? By Tzemru Pishtim, we learn Sholosh HaSholosh, now we're saying, from a Kal V'chomer from Shtiva Ori. But Shlosh HaSholosh by Shar Begodim is yes, Metame, from the Ribui V'Abeget. Tzemru says, no, Tre Miut Eksivi. Tre Zim Eksivi, Beget Tzemru Pishtim. There's two psukim that say Tzemru Pishtim. Zos Torah Neged HaTzaras, Deged HaTzemer O HaPishtim. Right, that's the second one. So therefore, we have two miyutim. One to tell me that Shalosh HaSholosh is not metame by Shar Begodim. One to tell me that Shlosh HaSholosh is not metame by Shar Begodim. And now we're going back to what we originally said, that Shlosh HaSholosh, we learn already from the Kal V'chomer, which Tosa says we don't even need a Kal V'chomer. That's Pashit, right? And we have an extra ribui for Shalosh HaSholosh by Tzemeru Pishtim, that it's metame even Shalosh HaSholosh. That's where we're up to, and that's what we'll continue to do.